I knew I was in trouble. This was the third time I had been late this week. Mr. Thompson had been more than fair to me in the past, but I was pushing his understanding to the limit. I really wanted to keep the job, but I also loved morning sex. There's nothing like a good hard fucking to start my day. It gets the blood pumping, and I just lose all track of time when I'm having fun. My pussy was so throbbing from Nathan's morning pounding as I sat on the bus. I sat up the back, 2 seats from the end next to the window. There was a couple next to me, and some school kids messing around, jumping from seat to seat. Each bump pushed on my still hard clit and hum of the bus was going right through me. The ride took forever and kept me on edge the whole time, which kept my mind of what Mr. Thompson would say. But as I walked into work, my stomach started churning. I walked straight to my desk and started working. It was already 10:30 a.m., and I should have started at 8:30. Mitch, the stock boy, walked in. "Ha ha ha," he said. "It was nice knowing you." Then Stacy, the receptionist, called me. "Lay, did you check your emails? Sorry, babe." I so didn't want to look at all the emails, at any of them, but I had to. Scanning the list, I saw a message from reception. "You are required to report to Mr. Thompson's office the moment you walk in the building." Taking a long breath, I looked at one or two more emails, then decided to get over with it. I walked slowly upstairs to Mr. Thompson's office and stood in the reception area that led into his office. His PA Carol called and let him know I was there. "Take a seat. He will call you in soon," she said without a smile. My heart was pounding harder than Nathan had pounded my pussy this morning. I waited 5 minutes or so, cursing my horny pussy for needing a regular fucking. My head was running over different excuses and stories I could use to try and keep my job. I heard the phone ring. Carol answered it. "He's ready for you, Lay." I stood up, sucked in a few deep breaths, and walked towards the door. Carol didn't even look at me as I passed her. I opened the door and walked straight in. A step or two into the office, I noticed Mr. Sung. He was the VP in charge of international sales. I sat down in the chair in front of Mr. Thompson's large, old wood desk. Mr. Thompson was about 45, graying a little and very distinguished. He had run the company for the last 5 years, taking over after his father passed away. He had a look that could burn a hole straight through you where you stood, but also a kind touch that could make your knees weak. He also wore a perfectly cut suit. I'd often thought what he would like to be in bed. He was the most powerful person I had ever met and the most self-controlled boss I knew. Mr. Sung was a small man from China. He had worked for the company for 3 years and helped it prosper in new fields of electronic media. I thought it was strange that he was here for my firing, but I guess he was a witness. Mr. Thompson then informed me Mr. Sung had taken up a role in Hong Kong and would be leaving tomorrow. He stood up and walked to the front of his desk. Taking his glasses off and putting the end of one arm in his mouth, he sighed. "Lee, I have to say I'm really disappointed in you," he began. "After our last meeting, I was sure you understood that I would have to take drastic action the next time you broke company rules. I have given you many chances, many more than many others. I've done this because I see a person with the potential to be so much more than what you are right now." I couldn't look at him, so I stared at the floor. I felt his hand touch my chin and lift my face up, so my eyes met his. The churning in my stomach stopped, and a pulse of pleasure went straight to the troublemaker and a man-pleaser. "What do you have to say for yourself?" he asked. A million things raced through my mind. I was hoping for one of them to drop into a slot and a good excuse to come out, but nothing good came up. "Well, do you not want to explain yourself? This is your time," he said in a concerned voice. "The truth is, Mr. Thompson," I paused. I couldn't say I was late for the third time because I was getting fucked. I held it in. "I was busy," I said instead. "No, Lee, that's not good enough." "Busy doing what?" "Mr. Sung is busy, but he made it on time today. Carol is always busy, but makes it on time. So what was so important that stopped you?" I was squirming on my chair for some reason. Being called to account scared me, but also made me horny and really wet. Mr. Thompson kneeled next to me. He put his hand on my leg. "Tell me, Lee, what am I to do? No reason, no honesty, no anything." His His concerned tone stoked the fire burning my pussy. His touch sent shivers up my spine. I stayed silent. He stood up. Well, I don't think I have much choice. I think it's time to let you... No, no, don't say it. I cut him off. I had nothing to lose. Mr. Thompson, I was late because I was getting fucked well and good and lost track of time. The words were out before I even thought about what I was saying. I was more scared now than ever before. My pussy was even wetter. I felt like a naughty schoolgirl just confessed the principal. I'm sorry, Mr. Thompson. I really am. Please don't fire me. I love my job. Please. I will make it up, I promise. Mr. Thompson walked over to Mr. Sung and they discussed something for a moment or two. Nodding their heads, they had decided. You intrigue me, Lei. I have never given truth like that before, and it showed great courage. The fact is, I was going to fire you. I know, Mr. Thompson, I said. Lei, be quiet. Right now is not the time to talk. He rebuked me. I felt like I had been put in my naughty corner. Again, my pussy throbbed. Instead of firing you, I think we have worked out your problem and may have a solution to make things work in the future. I've discussed it with Mr. Sung, and we both agree. Yes, sir, what is it? I pleaded, desperate to know. Well, I believe you are really a naughty girl, and in so, I believe a spanking is in order. A spanking? I repeated in my head. I was shocked. I've been spanked during a good fuck, but never on its own. Or, he continued, I will just have to let you go. I thought about it for a moment. My mind was racing. Will it hurt? Will he see my wet, bald pussy? I can't. Bosses don't do this. Mr. Thompson's voice interrupted my thoughts. Well, Lei, what is it to be? Mr. Selm poured himself a scotch from the extensive bar in the corner of the office and moved to the lounging area. I stood up and looked at Mr. Thompson. My heart was racing, my pussy was throbbing, and my nipples, harder than ever before, ached. Thank you, Mr. Thompson, I said, sucking in a deep breath. I will take my spanking now. He told me to pick up the chair I was sitting on and move it in front of the lounge area. To my surprise, my pussy juice had left a wet patch already. I carried the chair over and placed it about a meter in front of Mr. Sung. Mr. Thompson walked over and noticed my wet patch. Grabbing a cushion off the sofa, he placed it on the chair and then sat down. I could feel my juices running down my legs. I was so scared, so horny, and so lost in the moment. He told me to take off my skirt and lay in his lap. I did as I was told. Only my thin panties hid my womanhood. Before I do this, you must understand that you cannot break any more rules, Mr. Thompson said. I won't, Mr. Thompson. Thank you, I said. My head now dangled between my arms as I lay over his lap, my ass perched high in the air. Mr. Sung was watching closely, which only turned me on more. Whack, whack, whack. I felt the stings as Mr. Thompson's hand came down on my cheeks, hard and relentless. He moved from one cheek to the next, never really hitting one area on a repeated basis. The tears started to fall as the juices dripped down from my hole. I lost count of the number of bowls. Sure, it was never going to end, but wanting it not to stop either. He paused. You have 10 left. Please remove your silks. I stood my ass, stinging, throbbing. I did as I was told and took off my panties, and then I laid back down. He felt my butt. His hand rubbed my slit and two fingers glanced over my inner walls. I sighed. Yes, please. No, he replied. Now you get the rest of your punishment. Mr. Sung gave Mr. Thompson that look like a ping pong bat covered in black leather. This is for you, he stated. He brought the paddle down hard 10 times on my red, stinging ass cheeks. I didn't say a word. My pussy was now doing all the talking. I came repeatedly, squirting pussy juice all over the rug. Mr. Thompson thanked Mr. Sung, and he left the office. I stood up. Mr. Thompson walked back behind his desk and ripped up the papers in front of him. My termination papers, I guess. I dressed, still in shock and awe. My pussy was churning for more. I'd just come while being spanked by my boss in front of another man. I could barely hide my smile. I walked over to his big desk and thanked him for another chance. He smiled. It's my pleasure, Lei. Be good now. You can go. As I walked out of the office, Carol smiled at me. Does she know? I wondered. It didn't matter. I still had my job. I walked to my desk and sat down, my sore cheeks soothed by the cold leather chair. Each time I moved, I remembered and got wet all over again. I haven't been late since, but I often think about it on the bus. Would it be worth being late one more time just to see what would happen?